ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पास्तविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेश्यमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। In order to glorify the Karma Yoga, Bhagavan, in the last few shlokas, 5-6 shlokas, he was condemning the karmi, a materialistic person who doesn't have higher goals in life. His entire life, according to him, is for enjoyments, either in this world or in the other worlds. So he condemned the karma kandi or a karmi, a materialistic person. यामिमां पुष्पितां वाचं प्रवदन्ति अविपश्चितः वेदवादरः पार्थ नान्यदस्ति इति वादिनः कामात्मानः स्वर्गपरा जन्मकर्मफलप्रदा क्रियाविशेषबहुलां भोगैश्वर्यगतिं प्रति भोगैश्वर्यप्रसक्तानां तयापहृतचेतसां व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धिः समाधौ न विधीयते। देयर एंटायर लाइफ विल बी विथ लॉट ऑफ एंग्जाइटीज फियर्स and guilt, whereas Arjuna, you should be a karma yogi, you should have a goal for your life, you should keep moksha as the goal of your life. Moksha means freedom from a feeling of inadequacy. So he told Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Veda is full of details of kamya karma, prayaschitta karma. It is like a medical shop wherein lot of medicines are available. Medicines are for patients, not for you. Just because it is available, you cannot take it into your mouth and swallow it. Similarly, in Veda Purva Bhaga, lot of rituals are told. It is all for patients, for a desireful mind. But you don't need them, since you have the goal, moksha as your goal. What will be the attitude towards the life, how you should conduct yourself in your life is Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna. Hey Arjuna, Nistraigunyo Bhava, be free from all types of worldly desires. Never use religious practices for the sake of worldly gains. You can work for worldly gains, but never use spiritual practice for that worldly gains. That means you should never have a prayer for artha and kama. Those two things you take care of by your struggles, hard work. But don't use this prayer and other spiritual practices for gaining these worldly gains. Don't have appeals and applications when you come to me. Bhagavan says, don't have appeals and applications when you come to temple. For only one purpose you can approach me, that is inner growth or moksha. Nistraigunyo nishkamo bhava. Then the question came, okay, I can manage the life without new desires. Without having new desires, I can somehow manage, since I have understood that these new desires are going to make me more unhappy. I can manage without having new desires. But what should I do? Even when I live a dharmic life, when pain comes, what should I do? Because we see a lot of good people are getting sufferings. So naturally the question comes, I am so good, never hurt anybody, never told any lie, and always leading a dharmic life, but still, like Yudhishthira, lot of troubles he had gone through, like Panchapandavas, they have gone through lot of troubles. So what should be my attitude towards these pains? Here Bhagavan says, Nirdvandvo bhava. Learn to accept the dvandvas, that is dualities, opposite experiences, with equanimity. Nobody complains that I am getting lot of pleasures. Nobody complains. When pain comes only, we complain. Bhagavan says, as you accept the pleasures as the integral part of your life, so you accept pains also as the integral part of life. Because they are agama payinaha anityaha. Tan tidikshva bharata, already he has told. You cannot spend entire life with parihara karmas, astrology, numerology, vastu shastra. Entire life you cannot spend in these lines. You have many good things to do in your life. Therefore, accept all of them as pin pricks. Learn to strengthen your inner immunity. How to do it? Bhagavan told, Nitya Sattvastho Bhava. Nitya Sattvastaha means take recourse to the Sattva Guna. If you are a Sattva Guna Pradhani, then your Viveka Shakti will be very bright. Because of that brightness of Viveka Shakti, you will know what type of life you should lead, what type of people you can be associated, what type of actions you can take in this life. And you will be an unselfish person because of Sattva Guna Pradhana. So naturally, your mind will be free from much of the troubles of life. Then next advice is, Nir Yoga Kshemaha Bhava. Be free from concern for life's security, peace and happiness. Yogaha means apraptasya praptihi, that which we don't have now, struggling to get it. That is called Yogaha. Kshemaha means praptasya rakshanam. Already we have got it, how to maintain it? So entire life is spent for yoga and kshema by a normal man. Entire life is for perpetuating prayas. Prayas means pleasures, comforts, physical comforts, physical pleasures. So it is an obstacle for shreyas. Shreyas means spiritual welfare, inner growth. No time is there for quality spiritual practices, no quality mind for study of scriptures, and any amount of struggle can never make you fully satisfied with prayers. In spite of their presence of plenty of money, wealth and people, but still mind will have some sort of vacuum. Therefore, entire life should not be spent for prayers. First advice was, entire life cannot be spent for removal of pinpricks, that is pains. Second is, entire life cannot be spent for yoga and kshema. Because when you are in need, we don't know whether those things which you thought of source of security, peace and happiness will help you. Dasharatha was an emperor. He ruled 60,000 years. His children are giants, great people, Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna. But not a single son was available when he passed away. He wanted to be with his children, but no son was there. So external possessions, people may not be available when you are in need. Therefore, instead of spending entire lifetime for the sake of yoga and kshema, Arjuna, nir yoga kshemaha bhava, reduce your possession, obligations, relationship and transaction. We call it port, P-O-R-T. P for possession, O for obligation, R for relationship, T for transaction. If you analyze your time, day-to-day lifetime, how you spend any one of the four things only. Either you work for possession, or you work for relationship, or you work for obligatory duties, or you work for transactions. So if you at all you want to be a spiritual aspirant, reduce all these four items. Ultimately, security is either through wisdom or through love of the Lord. Through wisdom or through devotion. Any amount of local yoga kshemas, that is wealth and people, cannot make us feel secure. Maybe very wealth itself may be the cause of insecurity. Because of wealth, somebody may come and kill us and take money also. But if you have faith in the Lord's words, in the Lord's assurances, many places in Gita is going to give a lot of assurances. Ananya chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Bhagavan says, I take care of their needs, their minimum needs. There is a story, I carry on my head. There was a great devotee. He was a Sanskrit scholar also. Daily he used to write commentary for Bhagavad Gita shlokas. After writing that only, he used to go to bhiksha. In those days, brahmanas never earned any money. In those days, not now. In those days, Brahmins were not allowed to earn money. So their life was with minimum necessities, and they will get those necessities from the society when they go for begging. So this devotee, when he was writing explanations, commentary for the shloka, for this shloka, Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vaham Yaham was there. Vaham Yaham means I carry on my head. Not Dadam Yaham. Dadam Yaham means I give through somebody, I send somebody. So being a devotee, he thought, such a Lord who is Sarveshwaraha, Sarvashaktiman, Sarvajnaha, why should he carry small things for my sake? He could have sent through somebody. So it must be, this shloka must be wrongly written or wrongly understood. So what he did, in the place of Vaham Yaham, he struck that place and wrote Dadamya. He did not change the meaning. Instead of Vaham Yaham, I carry, he wrote I give. After striking, in those days they used to use a needle type of pen. A palm leaf they used to write, there was no ink also. So just through a needle, he struck that and went for bhiksha. He did not get that particular day any bhiksha at all. In the meantime, a black colored boy carrying load on head, both the shoulders, hands, lot of load, vegetables, food items, so many things he was carrying, and came to his house. His wife saw that boy, beautiful boy, black colored boy, so much of load. She, as a mother, she was worried about his safety. So she asked, who sent you with so much of load? You cannot carry also that much of load you are carrying. Who sent it? That boy told, your husband only sent. He only sent. I am carrying for his sake only. He gave all the materials which he carried. That mother saw a scar on his face, on his cheek. The cheek was bleeding because of scar. She asked, "Who had hurt you?" The boy told, "Your husband only." Then she got very much annoyed. "My husband so cruel. He was never so cruel like this. Why today he has become like this? A small tender boy carrying all this weight, that too with lot of scar and bleeding." So she was waiting for her husband to come back. By the time the boy left the place, the devotee who went for bhiksha, who did not get bhiksha, came back and saw lot of food items are there in house. He asked his wife, "Hey, who has given it? You only sent?" "I sent?" "Huh, you only sent?" Through a black color boy carrying lot of loads on his head, without any sympathy for that child, you have sent lot of loads. And not only that, you have hurt that boy. Like that, she started scolding. Then the devotee, "So I never sent anybody." Then he asked how that boy was. His wife explained all the features of that boy. Beautiful eyes, black color, 8-year-old boy, like that. Then the devotee understood immediately, started crying. "Oh Lord, without understanding your grace, with the idea of your sarvajnyatva or sarvashaktimatva, Bhagavan has both lordship also is having, karuna also is having. Without understanding your grace or karuna, I tried to change your words, vahamyaham as tadamyaham. Now you have proved that you really carry. Whenever necessary, you really carry." So there are lot of incidents in sadhu's life and mahatma's life wherein Bhagavan directly comes and helps them. Maybe in another vesha, but these devotees understand that who has come is Bhagavan only. Therefore, any amount of local security does not assure that it will be useful for us when we are in need. We may have a lot of wealth, but that may be in the form of land or house. When you are in need, it will never come to our help. But Bhagavan is there. If we have this idea, then there is no insecurity in the mind. Therefore, nir yoga kshemaha bhava, transcend your worry about life. By devotion to the Lord, drop your concern about the future. Or through wisdom, that I am that infinite, nobody can be the cause of my insecurity. Entire world is sustained by me, the infinite consciousness. Where is the question of danger for me? From which, because there is nothing other than me. This is Atmajnanam. Either through Atmajnanam or through devotion, you cross over the concern for life. Then Atmavan bhava, Bhagavan says, apramattaha bhava. Be a focused person. Lead an alert life. Alert about the ultimate goal. Always keep your ultimate goal in your part of mind, whatever work, whatever situation you may be. So don't be carried away by situations. Don't lead a mechanical life. These are all the advices given by the Lord to Arjuna. From these advices, we come across three principles of Karma Yoga. Since a lot of gap between the previous class and this class, I am just reminding you. What are the three principles? First is, avoid kamya nishidha prayashchitta karmani. Avoid nishidha karmani totally. Never do anything which is prohibited by the scriptures. Suram na pibet. Scriptures prohibit, don't have alcohol. Why? Because alcohol makes the mind deluded and Viveka Shakti goes. You might have seen drunkards lying on the road. When the special drink goes inside, whatever happens, he doesn't bother. You can pour gutter water also on his face, he will not react to that. Why? Because Viveka Shakti totally gone away. So never do any nishiddha karmas in your life. Stealing and drinking and all other vices we should avoid. Then second is, prayaschitta karmas should be avoided. Parihara karmas. Shani dosha, this dosha, that dosha, going to this temple with that particular prayers, trying to change the name, because alphabetical name has some numerology, Vastu Shastram, all these are for general person. It is there, it is for general person. As a spiritual seeker, we don't have any utility at all. Entire life of all the living beings in the world is taken care of the Lord. So why should you worry about one particular life, about your life? Entire luggage is carried by the train. This person thought, if I keep my luggage under the seat, train will carry. If I keep the same luggage on my head, I am carrying. It is a foolishness. Whether you keep it on your head or on your packet or under the seat, entire luggage, including you, including your weight, is carried by the train only. When Bhagavan takes care of the entire Srishti, where is the question of special applications for Bhagavan? And we cannot bribe him also, like our local authorities. Local authorities we can bribe. He is the Sarva Shaktiman or Ishwaraha, Jagat Ishwaraha. We cannot bribe him also. So avoid all the prayaschitta karmas. When the pains are more, you have the right to complain. Bhagavan, this much only my capacity, bearing capacity, load is becoming more and more. Either reduce the load or increase my bearing capacity. Increase my strength or reduce the load. Bhagavan will say, I cannot reduce the load because your prarabdha, big luggages, muta mutia, in big luggages it is there. Only you have earned it, I cannot reduce. So naturally, the last way is, Bhagavan give me the strength to bear those things. So all prayaschitta karmas should be avoided. Third one is kamya karmas. This is a difficult one. First two things naturally we will do, because any decent person will not go for nishiddha karmas. Any devotee will not bother about too much about his personal comforts. So first two things is possible, but third one is very difficult. Avoid kamya karma also. Kamya karma means any prayer with particular desire. I want to have a Mercedes-Benz car. Oh Bhagavan, please give me money through lottery. That also. Not through work. That also through lottery. Or I want to get some post. Therefore, Ganesh Homa I will do. All these types of kamya karmas should be avoided. These are all very common in the society. You can see if you move with other people. I am doing this puja, that puja. Why? Lakshmi puja, Varalakshmi puja, lot of Lakshmi should come to me, why not to others? So all these are all there. A devotee, a seeker, will not go for all these things. Kamya karma should be avoided. If not possible, at least reduce them. Whenever you start a new venture, you ask, can I live without this new venture? Because before itself, if you put break, you can avoid lot of troubles. After entering, very difficult to come away. Then the question may come, if I avoid kamya, nishitta and prayaschitta karma, so no karma is available for me. Either I work for avoidance of pain or I work for acquiring of new things. If you say that avoid all these three types of actions, then what is there to do for me? Bhagavan says, a great karma is there, which is called Nitya Naimitika Karma. Your obligatory duties. Nobody bothers about that obligatory duties. What are they? Panchamaha yajna, they call it. Five yajnas, five pujas, five types of pujas. What are they? Deva yajna. Second one is Rishi yajna. Third one is Pitru yajna. Fourth one is Manushya yajna. And fifth one is Bhuta yajna. Deva yajna means all your daily prayers. Sandhya Vandanam, Gayatri, Nama Japa, Prarthana, going to temples. These are all daily obligatory duties. Obligatory duties means if you don't perform, you will get papa. You will get pratyavaya papa. It is called omissions. And Rishi Yajna, study of scriptures, is called Rishi Yajna. Pitru Yajna means serving the parents. Nobody bothers about them now. Everywhere, old age homes and orphanages, everywhere. In those days, when we were children, we used to see this advertisement, family planning advertisement. We are two, for us, two. We are two, husband and wife, for us, two children. Then afterwards, as I was growing, advertisement got changed. We are two, for us, why two? Only one. Now, this advertisement totally changed. We are two. There is no need for us, anyone. No need for child also. That much of mind is narrow now, nowadays. So, nobody bothers about serving the parents and the elders. Then, Manushya Yajna, service to the humanity. Though a householder or an active person in the society may not have time to serve directly, there are some social organizations. You can support these organizations by your financial or giving time and other things. So, Manushya Yajna. Then finally, Bhuta Yajna, service to the other living beings. When you do all these Panchamaha Yajnas, obligatory duties, Nitya Naimitika Karmani, you should do is as a Ishwara Puja. Whenever we go to temple, they will ask Sankalpa. Israeli Kalitara. Please tell your name. After name, telling your name, they will ask your Gotra. After that, they will tell all the names of your family members also you tell. Like that, all the list they will take. Then they will ask the Sankalpa, it is called. They will start their puja with the Sankalpa. Dhanam, Dhanyam, Pashum, Bahuputra Lapam, Shata Samvatsaram, Asmakam, Sahakudumbana, all they will tell. Don't allow them to tell all these things. Or even if they say mechanically, you don't mean it when you pray. Oh Lord, I am worshipping you because it makes you happy, it makes me happy. I am doing this all these obligatory duties because it is for your happiness. Ishvara Prithyartham, Chitta Shuddhyartham. In order to clean my impure mind, I am doing all these obligatory duties. While doing, there is no place for special prayers and special desires. Then why should I do? I should do because it should be done. Because it should be done, therefore I am doing this. Then while receiving the result of my obligatory duties, I should have an attitude called Prasada Buddhihi. Whatever comes from the Lord, since I have offered all my duties to the Lord, since I have done all my duties for the pleasure of the Lord, for the sake of Chitta Shuddhi, whatever comes as a result, external gain as a result, I accept it, whether it is a gain or loss, whether it is laddu or ordinary basma. If you go to Vishnu temple, they will give nice laddus and puliyodarai and other nice things. All Vishnu temples you will get. But if you go to Shiva temple, either Tirtha they will give or one basma they will give. Whatever it may be, since it is coming from the Lord, we accept it as a prasada. Similarly, in our day-to-day life also, whatever the result of our actions, we should accept. Why should I go through this rigorous? It seems to be very rigorous. I should not have any appeals. I should not have any applications. What is this? And always I should be unselfish. So it appears to be a very rigorous spiritual practice. So what is the benefit of it? The benefit is two types of benefit: drishta phalam, adrishta phalam, seen benefit, unseen benefit. What is the seen benefit? One benefit is reduction of FIR. Not police station FIR. This is Vedantic FIR. Reduction of FIR. FIR means frequency, intensity and recovery period. Lot of time in my day-to-day life, I am agitated by negative emotions. Either I am angry, or I am jealous, or I am worried, or I am anxious. Lot of energy and time is spent for these negative emotions. As even I grow in spiritual life, as even I perform my obligatory duties as puja, all these negative emotions will be reduced. Frequency of these negative emotions will be reduced. Earlier, I may 5 times angry in a day. They used to say, whenever the father comes to the house, generally children will be playing or maybe seeing TV. So mother gives a warning, hey, your father has come. Immediately all children go to their room because they are afraid of seeing the father. Because with what mood the father will come to the house, we don't know. All the children will go out. There are some houses wherein dogs are available. Only dogs will welcome the father. All other children have gone. Wife also has gone inside pretending. So far they were playing nicely, enjoying. And now as even he was entering, that gate sound is opening, sound is heard, that immediately the dog also barks. So immediately they understood, Agaya, he has come. So immediately everybody goes silently. Dogs welcome. But there are some house, even dogs also become quiet. That much angry that person. So the frequency, initially I may be getting 5 times anger in a day. Now it will be 1 time. I may be angry 1 time for 5 days. And intensity. The intensity of anger used to be initially too much. Every object in the house will fly. As even he enters, the coffee should be given, something should be given, otherwise everything, all objects will fly in the house. So that intensity will reduce. And recovery period, once you raise the temperature, what happens? You cannot cool it immediately because it is already 100 degrees Celsius. What you do, you cannot come down. So the recovery period, we call it. When once mercury goes up, suddenly it cannot fall. So that anger will not come down, so that the recovery period generally is more. With some people, it is days together. A person, if he is a sincere karma yogi, all these are all will be reduced. This is the first benefit, drishta phalam, seen benefit. Two types of benefits, drishta phala, adrishta phala, seen and unseen. In seen result itself, two types of benefits. One is reduction of FIR, another is increase of triple C's. What are they? One C is calmness of mind, second one is cheerfulness in life, third one is courage to face the situation, any situation. These are all lacking in a normal person's mind. Like a velakanna munji. They will say, you pour oil on the face, how it will appear? Always morose face will be there. So as even a person gains the strength through spiritual life or karma yoga, his courage will be more, his clarity of thinking will be more. So always he will be a cheerful person, courageous person, ready to face any type of situations in his life. Like Rama. One day before, he was told that you are going to be a Yuvaraja. When he was coming with all preparedness, he was told, not only your Yuvarajatva has gone, very citizenship also has gone. So what was the reaction of Rama? Valmiki ji nicely portrays. Navanam gantum kamasya yatishasya vasundara na lakshyate chitta vikriya. Not an iota of morose was there in his face, it seems. His face was like a just bloomed lotus flower. Just bloomed lotus flower. Like that, our mind will be with full of calmness, cheerfulness and courage. This is drishtaphalam. Nice, na? A life without angry, a family life without quarrel, without misunderstanding, with lot of cheerfulness and accommodation in mind, with lot of calmness. Everywhere there is a talk, how to reduce your stress. Where is the question of stress here? No stress at all. Stress is possible only, pressure is built up. Through karma yoga, when I don't allow the pressure itself to build up, where is the question of reducing the stress? Then second is adrishta phalam. This is very, very important one. Though unseen, it is very, very important. What is that? Jnana yogyata praptihi. Fitness for self-knowledge is acquired by karma yoga. Self-knowledge requires certain fitness. We saw that sadhana, chatushtaya, sampattihi, viveka, vairagya, shamadhi, shatka, sampattihi, mumukshutvam. These are all fitness. So, jnana yogyata praptihi comes, chitta shuddhi comes. Then, guru prapti comes. Satsanga, you get satsanga. Because of punyaphala, only a person can get satsanga. Without punyaphala, you can never get satsanga. Like this exposure to all the scriptures, you can never get. Plenty of millions of people are living in the world. Very, very few percentage have an access to the great ideals of life. Others are, just by their life situation, they are permanently bound. And if you are born in Afghanistan, what is the condition you remember? If you are born in Africa, what is the condition? So, very birth will close all the opportunities for access for these type of higher ideals. So, because of punya phala only, jnana yogyata comes, guru prapti, you get a guru, a spiritual teacher to guide your spiritual life. You get satsanga and ultimately you get jnana prapti through Vedanta Vichara. So these are all the benefits of this rigorous way of life called Karma Yoga way of life. Generally Karma Yoga everybody thinks it is very easy. Very, very difficult one. But when you are serious enough and when you are persisting in that attempt, then it becomes a lifestyle. Now the question may come, all these three principles of Karma Yoga, what are they? Avoiding kamya nishiddha prayashchitta karma. First itself many will be out. Avoiding kamya prayashchitta nishiddha karma, that time itself out, many will be, humanity 90% are out. Then performing nitya naimittika karmas, they will say, okay, I will avoid everything and lead a lazy life and cozy lazy life. Leading a lazy and cozy life, very easy. Here second condition says, no, you cannot lead a lazy and cozy life, you should perform all your obligatory duties with all enthusiasm. And at the same time, you should not ask for any particular gains and it should be done as a puja to the Lord, second one. Third one is, when you receive the result of your, because obligatory duties involves worldly duties also, going to office is an obligatory duty. Because you have to take care of your family members, you have to take care of your parents. So all these things you have to do, that too as a Ishwara Puja. When the result comes, you should not grumble or you should not have any complaints over the results, because it is from the Lord. So these three principles of Karma Yoga appears to be very difficult. Bhagavan says, yes, it is going to be very difficult only. So, since it is difficult, shall I avoid? Bhagavan says, no, you cannot avoid it. Either in this Janma or in any other Janma, you have to be a Karma Yogi. because your journey towards freedom is by default. No living being can avoid this journey of moksha. Either in this janma or after thousands of janma, every jiva has to find out its infinite nature, because it happens to be its nature. You cannot avoid, you cannot forget your infinite nature permanently. For the time, you may avoid or you may forget, but ultimately you have to come back to your infinite nature. So you cannot avoid this spiritual journey. Therefore, when you are having access to these ideals, access to these ideas, try to practice, qualify yourself for these great principles. Then the question is, how a person can live without any desire at all? Very difficult. Some desire will be there. Anything I do without desires, how can I do some action? That too, desires here means worldly desires, worldly gains. If I go to office, I am going for office only for salary. How can you say that office work should be done as a Ishwara Puja? If I don't get salary hike, what will happen to my family? Like this, the question comes. He say, you have already made this point clear. The person who is going to be a karma yogi or a spiritual seeker has gained lot of experiences already. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirveda maya. He has gained lot of experiences that any amount of acquisition, any amount of struggle is not going to make me a happy, fulfilled, secured person. Therefore, now he is searching for another method. In Gita itself, in Gita context itself, Arjuna has told, api trailokya rajyasya kinnu mahi krate. Even if I am going to be given three worlds, what I am going to do? Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyade chokamuchoshanam indriyanam. He told, I am not able to find any solution for my mental problem. So for that person only now these ways are given. If anybody says, I want to have desires also in my life, I want to work for those desires also, we will say, Dirgayushman Bhava. Go one round and come back. It is not for you. Karma Yoga is not for you. Karma Yoga is for only spiritual seekers. So Dirgayushman Bhava means live a long life to get lot of beatings and come back. Then third question is, how can a person live an alert life always? So always alert means like military. All the time, how can you be a military person all the time in uniform? Sometimes with some relaxation, something necessary for me. See, these are all the questions based on the shloka which was told as an advice to Arjuna. In the shloka, Bhagavan told four advices. Raigunya Vishaya Veda, therefore Nisraigunyo Bhava, Nirdandvo Bhava, Nir Yoga Kshemo Bhava, Nitya Sattvasto Bhava, Atmavan Bhava. Based on this shloka only, the disciple or Arjuna himself may have these type of doubts. How is it possible to be always alert in life? We say, since it is a necessity, you don't have a choice. One moment you lose your mind and go through that type of pleasures, entire life is gone. They say some substances are there. One time use makes you permanent addictive. There are some brown sugar, some substances are there. One time you use it, gone. Entire life you become the addict for that substance. Since it is a necessity, you have to develop your mental strength of being alert in life. Then the question may come, is it not nice to lead a loose and licentious life? We are in an era of freedom. You are talking, Swamiji, about freedom. We also talk about freedom. So we want to live a loose life. Whatever we like to have, we will have. Whatever we like to talk, we will talk. Whatever we like to go for, we will go for it. That is called freedom, what we have understood. So is it not nice? Because any sadhana means it is a struggle. Getting early in the morning is a great struggle for many. For many, many years, many have not seen even sunrise at all. I know some of them. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock always, because they go to bed very late. Therefore, sunrise is not available for them for many years. So early, getting up early in the morning is very, very difficult. And taking bath in cold water and going to temples, doing some sadhanas, japa, nama japa, sankirtana, these are all very difficult, strugglesome. So is it not nice to lead a loose and licentious life? The answer is, may Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. Then another question. Okay, if I don't seek finite benefits, Bhagavan here told, don't seek niryoga kshemaha bhava, he told. Don't seek any finite benefits. If I don't seek any finite benefits, why should I work at all? I want infinite. As you told Swamiji, I want infinite only. And I don't want finite benefits at all. All karma can give only finite benefits, then why should I work at all? Very basic question comes. If I don't want to have a child, why should I marry at all? Practical statement is this only. You say, marry and lead a married life, but don't expect for a child. Go to a job and do all your performance duties and don't expect your salary. Like that you are telling, if I have to avoid all the finite benefits, then why should I work at all? There are two levels of answer for this question. One is, it is choiceless for you to work. You cannot avoid working. Nahi kashchit kshanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krithu. Bhagavan is going to tell, you cannot avoid doing something. There is a story. There was a Swami. He used to sit at the entrance of the temple. He won't do anything. He used to sit at the entrance of the temple, telling the Lord's name silently. So for him, the name was Silent Swami. In Tamil, they say Summa Irukkara Swami. Silent Swami. So there was a new officer, endowment board, temple endowment board, Musari department is there, na? So new officer came. So he wanted to change the administration and he was checking how administration was going on. When he checked the list of people for whom the prasada, temple prasada is distributed. For a pujari, 2 pack of prasada. For a tavilwan, tavilwan means that one who plays tavil, music instrument, during arati time. For him, 1 pack. For a assistant pujari, 1 pack. Like that, quantity of the prasada is listed. Then in that list, for a silent Swami, 1 pack was there. What is this? For a silent Swami, 1 pack is given. Why should be given? Why should it be given for a silent Swami? Then he called his assistant. He asked, what is this silent Swami? I don't understand. What he does, what work he does in the temple? The assistant told, he doesn't do any work. He sits silently at the entrance of the temple. Then this officer told, no, from today onwards, cancel. Don't give prasada. Temple prasada is for people who are working, who are serving in the temple. This person doesn't contribute anything to the temple. Therefore, don't give prasada. So, prasada cancelled. This Swami was living totally dependent upon that prasada only. So, he did not get prasada on that day. He asked his friends, pujaris, hey, what happened today? My packet has not come. Because even if Swami packet is necessary, food is necessary. So the pujari told, no, new officer has come, he has stopped your packet. Then he asked, why? Because you are not contributing anything to the temple, therefore prasada should not be given to you. Like that they have decided. Oh, is it so? Am I not contributing? My contribution is the best contribution. My contribution cannot be substituted by anyone also, because nobody can do what I do. By the time that officer came, officer asked, what Swami, what you are quarreling? Then Swami told, no, I am not quarreling. I am just asking, where is my packet? No, packet will not be given to you. That's the reason. What is the reason I am asking? No, what? No contribution you are doing. Then Swami told, my contribution is very unique. Nobody can do that. Why? Nobody can do that. Simply sitting quietly, nobody can do that. I also can do like that, the officer told. That Swami told, please come and sit. So officer, by the time all people gathered, so it is a prestige issue for that officer. He also sat along with the Swami, 15 minutes over. Because he is not accustomed to sit quietly. Half an hour over, he started seeing the watch. The Swami told, sit quietly. Don't do anything, sit quietly. Give your watch. He came, took the watch and kept it. Then another 40 minutes over, 1 hour is going to over. By the time he started asking the people who are coming and going from to temple, what is your name, like that he started talking. Then Swami told, please sit quietly, don't do any action. You should sit quietly like me, telling the Lord's name if possible. Sit quietly. So 1 hour over, 1.5 hours, by the time he got very much irritated, restless, he cannot, chah, this duty nobody can do. So he went to office and wrote, give 2 packets for the sannyasi. Summa irukkira swamiki rendu patta kodu. Give 2 packets to the silent swami. Because keeping ourselves silent is a very, very difficult thing. Most difficult thing in life is keeping ourselves quiet and calm. That is why even if you get weekends, you plan before 10 days itself, how I will manage the weekend. So go for resort, this, that, another type of work. In office, one type of work. In excursion or in a tour or pilgrimage, another type of work. So without doing work, majority of humanity cannot survive at all. Therefore, it is choiceless. Bhagavan is going to tell, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hruddeshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. Every individual is goaded by his own desires. Every individual, lot of baggage is having, lot of desires. Every child, when it comes, whether it is an animal child or a human child, lot of desires are there. If it is animal child, then these desires are sealed. It is instinctive life. If it is a human child, human life, lot of desires, there is a free will to pursue all those desires. So that will not allow you to eda ahankara mashritya nayoste iti manyate mityesha vyavasayaste prakriti swam niyokshasi. Bhagavan is going to tell in the 18th chapter, hey Arjuna, due to arrogance, if you say that I will not work, I will not fight, I say this decision is going to be a false decision. It will not help you, because prakritihi, tvam prakritihi niyokshasi, your prakriti, very nature will goad you towards the actions. Therefore, actions are choiceless. When it is choiceless, select a proper action. When it is choiceless, select a proper action. Second benefit of that is, you do these small, small actions which are going to give finite benefits, all right, but these actions will help you in gaining chitta shuddhihi. Then the question comes, if I give up pleasures, small, small pleasures, will I not miss happiness in my life? Because I find, without TV, without gadgets, without people, I am not able to even understand how can I be happy. You say, don't concentrate on small, small things, finite things, and don't work for it. How can I be happy in life? Because all these things are for my happiness only. How can I be happy in life without having these small pleasures? Maybe small pleasures, according to Swami, it is small pleasures, but I need them. How can I be happy? Will I not miss something in my life? So Bhagavan is going to tell, no. You are going to get infinite ananda in your life. The result of karma yoga is ultimately infinite ananda. You may miss karma phala ananda, the ananda, happiness born out of karma phalas, finite results, you may miss it, but you are going to get jnana phala ananda, which happened to be infinite. When you have a huge reservoir with you, why you go for small ponds and wells? These details Bhagavan is going to tell in the next class. You will see in the next class. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣದ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.